Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. A timeless African proverb says, smooth seas do not make skillful sailors. Someone once defined the word wisdom in this simple way. Wisdom is living life with skill. Now, many people have common sense, but it takes deep insight to tackle some of the more complicated problems in life. That's when you look for people who have wisdom. One of those go-to men that I know is in studio with me today, and you'll hear from him. As usual, we pause at the beginning of our show to let you know that the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we exist because we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ has created this unique opportunity, a divine moment of destiny for you, that you would come to know the love of Almighty God for you at this very time in your life, that you would experience what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross for you and for me and for my guest today. And he was buried and he rose again on the third day. And the living Christ calls you today, speaks to you today, ministers to you today in ways that only he can. Whatever your situation, whatever your circumstance, whatever you might be going through, it is never so hopeless or so overwhelming that with Christ's help, with Christ lifting you, you cannot make it through. And not only that, not only just barely make it through, but make it through victoriously and come out better on the other side than even when it was at the beginning. Well, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show to bring you to Christ. Now, how does God take a young man who had never been to church and transform his heart during his senior year at the University of Hawaii, transform his heart into a devoted follower of Jesus Christ? This is part of the incredible story of Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi. He graduated with a degree in business, but pursued the calling of the Lord to expand God's kingdom with Campus Crusade for Christ. During that time, God placed in him a desire to start a faith community where love would flow freely and people were a voice of hope. Desiring to get better equipped to serve the Lord, he moved to California. And there he earned his Master of Divinity degree from Talbot School of Theology. Pastor Glenn then returned to Hawaii and met the love of his life, Rika. They have three children, Jacob, Sarah, and Mark. In 1999, he gathered a group of 11 friends in a living room in Ewa. And there began New Hope Kapolei. Pastor Glenn, he loves fishing, epic movies, hanging out. That's why I love to hang around with him. Hanging out with friends and family in his spare time. And he loves to drink coffee. Pastor Glenn, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Danny. It's great to be here.
Well, we always begin, we like to know background. So tell us, where did you grow up?
Sure. Just grew up in Wahiawa, regular local boy, and kind of defined, I think, the good life in different ways in different times, and probably like many of our listeners, you know, just really enjoyed life and had a fun time. And, you know, since I had no spiritual background really to speak of, I just, you know, defined it my own way. And like many people, just, you know, partied a little, did all the stuff that that we did growing up. And, you know, there comes a time where the life that you live, you don't always do it because it's good or exciting. You do it because you don't know what else to do. And, you know, you develop your lifestyle becomes a habit. And I had a habit of enjoying my life in different ways. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what was awesome was that there was always someone in my life that that would reach out to me, or maybe not always, but in my senior year, you know, I had mentioned, I had a friend that we worked together at the College of Business. Her name's Arlene. Used to be Sharoma, married now. And sorry, Arlene, I can't remember your last name now. But she invited me to a meeting. She would always be inviting me to these meetings. You know how it goes. So mm-hmm. those of us who have been invited to church. And sure, I'd always say, hey, yeah, think about it. And, you know, as soon as she turned her back, I think I rolled my eyes. Uh-huh. But, you know, one day literally ran out of excuses and thought, you know, the best way to deal with this is I'll go once. Hmm. And then she'll leave me alone. She'll be happy. Mm-hmm. You know, little did I know that that time that I did go, God just grabbed a hold of my heart. And I gave my life to Jesus that night. It was, you know, an amazing thing. I still remember it clearly at the University of Hawaii, Kai Kendall Hall on the fourth floor. Hmm. You know, I remember toward the back of that classroom. And you know, that's where I met Jesus, really.
Take us deeper into your heart. Like, what was going on sure. at that time? I mean, here you are, you're going to go to just satisfy her, and so, you know, you can get it over with, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And you go in, but what happens in your heart at that time where your life is changed? Okay, well, you know, what happens in one meeting?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, and that's, I think, the dynamic of the Spirit of God. You know, I think definitely I had really based my life on different, you know, spheres of things. And some was, you know, being happy with some of the things I was at, doing well in school, some things that were in relationships and, you know, sports, staying still, hobbies, right? You know, if you have a measure of happiness throughout those things, your life begins to be is still stable. At that time, though, you know, there were some issues going on in my life. My brother was sick. He had come down with cancer. And, you know, what it did was it really, Danny got me to question, you know, as a young guy, you think you'll live forever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when he came down with his illness, it really began to make me think about things a little bit more seriously. And, you know, I had really been partying and doing a lot of different things. And at that time, I had broke up with a very serious girlfriend. And, you know, I had changed a lot in my life because of that relationship. You know, love will make you change, right? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even feel like a huge, huge deal. But, you know, at the end of that, I was thinking, do I go back to my old life? You know, the things that really bothered her that I gave up? Because my heart hadn't changed, you know? I had changed for her. And so when I went into that meeting, and they began to explain the gospel, and they talked about the love of God. You know, I didn't know if I believed it, to be honest. It sounded nice. It would have been a nice thing if God had loved me. I never experienced it before. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to be honest, when they talked about sin, and they had mentioned that we all have sin, you know, the biggest thing I said was, sure, everybody. I know for myself. But as they began to explain the gospel, I just was thinking, God, if you're really there, if you really do know me, then you know all the stuff about my life. And if you really do still love me and would like to know me, by all means, I'd like to know you. And whatever, God, whatever it takes, I'd be willing to do that. And to be honest, in my mind, I can't remember what I prayed, right, at that moment when I gave myself to Jesus. But the very fact that clearly echoing in my heart was, God, if you're really there, if you really do know me, you really do care, yeah, I'll do what it takes. And it was at that moment, it's like a weight was lifted from my shoulder. The very moment I prayed, and that, you know, if you had asked me, would you have felt weighed down by the life of sin? I probably would have laughed in your face along with most people that, you know, might be posed that kind of question. But the reality of being freed from it and being forgiven, being feeling clean as an adult, you know, yeah. for the first time, you can't make that stuff up. You can't buy it. You know, it's a gift that just, you know, only can come from God.
Now, after that night, what difference did Christ make in your life?
Well, you know, I think I went home, you know, that night, like at 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and told my mom, who had gotten up early, and told my mom, "Mom, I gave my life to Jesus tonight." "Oh, that's nice, son." You know, like, whatever, right? Like, "Oh, what else did you do?" But you know, I think it was really from that moment. You know, it's almost like you walk around with it's like when you fall in love. You walk around with a dumb smile on your face, and that's really, I began to notice that wow, I get to actually talk to God wherever I go, whatever I'm doing, and He actually is hearing me, and He actually wants to communicate back. That's like phenomenal. I never had a God. I was my own God. Mm-hmm. And that's a heavy deal, to be honest. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fun in some ways, but, you know, after a while, you're responsible for every single thing. But when you have a God who is God, not yourself, man, it's a freeing and liberating thing. And so just even as a college student doing all those things, it turned my life around.
Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi is sharing about his life change experience, his encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's describing how there, as a senior in college at the University of Hawaii, ready to graduate, he's going through a moment of crisis. Well, maybe I should just say multiple crises sort of converging at one point. Yeah. It's all simultaneous, it all compounding crisis of life. I don't know about you, but have you ever experienced a compounding crisis or crises, plural, you know? They all kind of come at once, and you sort of get dislodged in life, and you wonder, wow, how is it all going to make sense? Why am I going through this? Am I going to make it? Well, Christ came into Pastor Glenn's life at that time as a college student, but it didn't stop there. It really was a new beginning. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk more and hear how the Lord began to develop in him a certain special kind of passion, and also enabled him to discover a unique gifting that God had placed within him, that God was going to use to influence and impact the lives of others. You know, he works through people. He worked through Pastor Glenn. God will work through you too. When we come back, we'll hear the marvelous story of God's amazing grace through the life of Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi. You don't want to miss this. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So you get another chance. You know, you have a moment where in life you begin to start again, and it's a fresh beginning, and you're full of excitement. Where do you go from there? How do you make it last? Or is it possible for you to be relieved of the burden to try to have to make it last, but you tap into something that is sustainable because it's beyond you, and it's based on a relationship that you have? Well, Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi is my featured guest today. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. As you listen to our show, you might be just tuning in right now, or you caught the tail end of the last part of the program. You might be wondering, hey, I missed that. How can I get the rest of it? Or you know what? I want to share this with a family member or a friend because of what they're going through. Maybe it will relate with them right where they are. You know, that's a great way to reach somebody. Send them a link. These programs are absolutely available for you. They're downloadable for free at thegoodlifehawaii.org. That, along with other resources that you can access, thegoodlifehawaii.org. A big mahalo to our corporate sponsors, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and the orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Calvin Oishi. A big mahalo to Dr. Oishi. A list of our partner churches, as well as our corporate partners, are there at thegoodlifehawaii.org. And I also want to say a thank you to you, to those of you who have joined us as part of our prayer and financial support team. Thank you for joining us and enabling us to take this program to many more people. We have some unique opportunities coming about. I'll share those more with you as we move along. But today, Pastor Glenn, take us from there. You came to Christ at UH. And what happened after that?
Sure. You know, I think, I always had considered myself a relatively intelligent individual. Sometimes you overestimate your abilities. But, you know, when I became a believer and when I encountered the Lord, I thought, man, how in the world had I never experienced this and never really heard about Jesus? Grew up, to be honest, I didn't have any Christian friends. I'd never been to church. And so I never heard anything like that. And you know what I thought was, you know, I never even had a chance to receive the Lord, never even had a chance to become a believer until that time. And so I was, I thought, man, that's unacceptable. You know, people need an opportunity. And so many will think that, probably like me, thinking, you know, I think I already know what life is about. I think I already figured it all out. And so, you know, I had a passion to tell people about Jesus because I think they needed a chance. They needed at least an opportunity to respond to God, because without somebody telling them, without somebody drawing them, without somebody sharing their story, you mm-hmm. know, people won't even be able to respond. That's what the scripture says. Mm-hmm. And so, my brother had, I continued to seek the Lord and got involved in a church, got involved with North Shore Christian Fellowship, out with Mike Stengel out there in the North Shore. Mike was he's a great guy and was real fundamental in my early understanding of the gospel and walking with the Lord. And when my brother passed away, he really helped us through that time as well. But when I went back to school, I'd look for a place just to plug in, right? And I wanted something that was evangelistic, something that helped to spread the gospel. And there was a group called Campus Crusade for Christ that, they had just kind of advertised. And so we went to check it out. And, you know, little did I know how evangelistic they were. But it was just it opened the door to a great season in my life. Mm-hmm. Just the discipleship, being able to really kind of in my environment, my daily life, they were around, right? So on the college campus. And so it just opened up doors, and I went on my first short-term mission as a result of that, got involved in Bible studies. And you know what I began to understand was that God will use anybody that really just wants to be used. It's not about being a special person. It's not about, you know, being a 10-talent guy. Mm-hmm. But God will use anybody who really wants to use him. You know, when I was on that summer mission trip, to be honest, I just talked about it a little on our weekend services. But I had a great friend on that trip. It was just another college student. You know, you just talk about your life. You share your dreams. You pray together. Although I was so scared to go on that trip originally, when we were there, you know, it opens doors. Whenever you say yes, by the way, whenever you say yes to God, and it's something that scares you, and you finally do it, you know what you'll find is that thing that you said yes to, there's another door that'll open, right? Another opportunity to go higher, go deeper, have a greater influence. And there was no different on that trip. We were talking about, hey, what do you want to do with your life, right? And, you know, I just said, hey, you know, I want to be a business guy. I want to make a lot of money and then, you know what, when I get older and I'm really established and well-respected in the community, because I was a business major, right? Then I thought, then I'll really have a platform to live for Jesus. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my friend, what he said is another college student. He said, so in other words, you want to get yours and then at the end give God your leftovers. And when he said that, you know, not only did I want to, you know, give him a crack, but the conviction of the Holy Spirit, right, really just pierced me. And I thought, you know, to be honest, not only was it part of that, I think part of it was I didn't feel probably good enough to be used. You know, I needed to somehow grow out, you know, to be used. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and there was just a major turnaround for me. And after that, I went into full-time ministry and worked with college students, knowing that they're the leaders of the next generation. And, you know, had been involved a good 9 years of my life on a vocational basis, full-time ministry with Campus Crusade. And it was tremendous, taking college students and seeing their lives turned around, and people serving all over the world right now as a result.
What kind of things did you learn as you were going through that? Yeah, I mean, you're a lifelong learner. You love to learn, and your ability to communicate, to teach, to convey truth, God's word to people is a special capacity that God has given you. But what did you learn while you were in the ministry among college students that you've taken with you?
Sure. I think one of the things that I've, you know, that really was embedded in me during that season for sure was the fact that God wants to use you more than you want to be used. That God sees a bigger life for you than you can see for yourself. And so one of those things is somebody had to believe in me before that time. And, you know, over time, I get the great privilege to believe in people more than sometimes they believe in themselves. You know, most of us, I think, we're well aware of our shortcomings. And sometimes that you need someone to recognize, and that's the, you know, as I'm out of the 20s and 30s and even graduated to the next, not the 40s now. I just made 50 last year. So hard to say.
Congratulations.
But, yeah. I'm not sure if that's congratulations or condolences. Still feel young, right? You know, but like I said, you deceive yourself. But, you know, we're well aware of our shortcomings. But I have the tremendous privilege now to see others and believe the best out of them. Mm. And, you know, I think that developed in that time. You know, another thing I think about was just that people are just waiting to be asked. You know, that every once in a while, hey, you know, people, if they want to know, they'll come and talk to you. It's like nothing could be further from the truth. They need somebody. People need someone to go to them. You know, it's an uncomfortable subject at times, if it's that, if it's, you know, whatever it is, that there's a principle that if you wait, that people want it, they'll come. Man, you only get 2% of what could be possible. You need, if you have something that's living in you, you have a God that's living in you, if you, you know, you see that, then people are waiting, whether they say it or not, whether they feel it emotionally or not, maybe even cognitively or not, they're waiting for something else. They're waiting for something more. And if you approach a person in a gracious way, with a sense of, you know, kindness and graciousness, I think so many people are more than willing to not only hear the gospel, but want to respond to the gospel.
Well, you know, as you're sharing these things about your ministry on the college campus and the way that you're able to see potential and then affirm people in their lives, it's such a critical stage. And not just sit back, but actually go and reach out, share with them, engage. You know, you had a big part of my life too. You know, how God, at just a certain point where I needed some guidance and some inspiration and just a friend that I could open up to. You know, the Lord used you. I appreciated. I've always remembered that. I mean, that's something we always go back on. But, you know, there's critical things that people go through in life, struggles, points of deep concern. And, you know, the Lord brought you there and our lives intersected together.
That was a great time. That was a great time.
And our dear friend, Pastor Andy.
Yeah.
Andy Yamamoto, you know. So, you know, I'm a beneficiary of what God has done in you and through you, along with, I know, a plethora of others that are making an impact for the Lord. So, you know, just a quick thank you for being a friend to me.
My privilege. It's been a great, you know, you've ministered to me. You've inspired me, definitely. And even, you know, opportunities have come up as a result of our friendship and, you know, and I think we'll talk about that a little more later. But, you know, that, Danny, you've been, it goes both ways, and it always does.
You know, Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi went from the college ministry nearly a decade, 9 years. And there are some foundational things that the Lord taught him that were part and parcel of the development of a vision that God placed on his heart to start a church. And the planting of this church has become a church in Kapolei, New Hope Kapolei. He's a senior pastor there. You can find out more, in fact, about New Hope Kapolei at www.kapolei.org. Kapolei.org, about Pastor Glenn and his church. It's a growing congregation. It's a dynamic congregation. They've planted other churches as well and are involved with other ministries. But sometimes we get the privilege of getting to know the heart of the pastor, the founder of the church. And sometimes I think there's nothing better but to hear how God works and moves in the life of a leader. It inspires me. I'm certain it inspires you. When we come back from our break, we'll talk about how God instills vision in someone and how that vision by faith can become a reality. I think about you and I wonder if there's a yearning in your heart, if there's something that you feel God is prompting you to do. Maybe it's something connected to the things that you've learned from in the past, experiences that you've had, even things that you didn't even like when you went through them. But God is putting things together at this particular time in your life. But more than that, there might be somebody here today who is listening. And as you're listening, you're thinking, the way that Glenn speaks about his relationship with Christ, it's so intimate, so close. I wonder if I could ever be close to God like that. When we come back, we'll talk about closeness with God. And I think just by our discussing things, you'll begin to realize that you too can have a relationship with Christ. Well, their website is kapolei.org to find out more about New Hope Kapolei. And even to find out what it means to have a relationship with Christ, you can check out our website at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Like I said before, we're here for you because God loves you and He knows you. And when we come back, more Heart to Heart with Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Leadership expert John Maxwell said, someone who is calling himself a leader but nobody is following, well, that person is just taking a walk. And you can have all the vision in the world, and if you don't have your family going along with you, well, that could be a major problem. Well, I'm with a visionary today. His name is Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi. He's the senior pastor of New Hope Kapolei, but he's also a family man. And he has not left his family behind. As they have expanded in ministry, his family has been with him all along the way. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. More of the show and other shows as well that will inspire you, that we got many different topics, many subjects that would be of interest, but also a tool for you to send to a family member or friend as a point of connection, a point of outreach, a way to engage maybe in some spiritual dialogue. But you start with a connection with where they are and what they're going through, and even a way to inspire and to help them. All our programs are downloadable for free, and you can get it at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Pastor Glenn, you are a visionary, but you also are a family man. Tell us about your family.
Well, I have the great privilege to be married to a wonderful, beautiful, godly woman. Her name's Rika, and she's originally from Sapporo, Japan. Actually, I'm the recipient of grace from Grace Bible, too. She came to know the Lord in from Grace Bible Sapporo. So thank you, Pastor Webb, and all of those guys. And you know, she's a wonderful, godly woman. I think I married up. You know, sometimes God blesses you and you just take it and run. Yeah. So, and I got three kids, right? And my oldest is in middle school now, Jacob, and growing to be a young man, you know, and lovely daughter and a real fun young son too, Marky, so. I've been blessed.
What kind of lessons has the Lord taught you as a father?
You know, as a father, I wish that I did more right than I have. I think sometimes, you know, God's, although I think we all love our kids to death. Sometimes at the same time, they can drive you crazy. You know, I've seen my humanness come out with my kids, and one of the things that I've seen is that you know, the frustrations that can come sometimes because you love someone so much, and you want the best for them, and you know, sometimes they're just kids, right? And they do things, and they don't know. Sometimes it's cute and fun, and you laugh, and sometimes you know, because you have other things going on as well, you know, you feel pressure, and I see my humanness come out, but I begin to see the love of God. Really, I begin to see the love of God through my kids, through my family. Some of that is I've been able to understand how God loves me and parents me and sees my, you know, human foibles and sin and frustrations, and he still loves me, you know, even though I can assume that at times he might be a little frustrated with some of the things that I've thought or what have you. But I think, you know, as a parent, maybe on a practical end, it's just seeing that, you know, you never get quality time unless you spend a certain amount of time. And, you know, I've always wanted to have quality time with my kids, but you know, sometimes you got to just, you know, work to try to create a certain amount of quantity of time. You know, as a pastor, many of us, we have, you know, busy lives, and sometimes take time, you know. So I see that as a parent, a father. And then seeing the ability that I get to speak into my kids' lives. You know, I think back about when I was a kid and my dad. And my dad was the quiet samurai Japanese guy, and you know, didn't have like a ton of conversations when I was growing up with him, you know, about deep things. But I always knew he wanted me the best, and wanted, you know, tried to drive me onto success. But you know, I think sometimes your kids just need to know that you're interested in their lives, what they think, what's important to them. I wish I was better at it, but the fact that what I do get to do with them, I think it makes a huge difference. And you know, I don't have to be their best friend in some sense because I'm always going to be their parent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, you get that dual role, and there's tension in that.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to live in the tension. You know, you can't just go one way or the other. You know, life is sometimes about it's living in that tension. You know,
Glenn, you mentioned your dad. What kind of influence did your dad have on you?
Well, you know, I think my dad was a guy that could bear a lot. He wasn't. My dad was never a complainer. So I hate to complain myself. I think, and it's not one of the things that I enjoy hearing from other people as well,
mm-hmm.
because there's always challenges. But you know, you can always look for opportunities. And you know, my dad, though he wasn't a spiritual man till probably the later years in his life.
He came to Christ, right?
Yeah.
Through your ministry.
Yeah, yeah. And mm-hmm. our first Easter service as a church, you know. Mm-hmm. He had never been to church himself. And so I'm glad that, you know, there were a number of people, right? You know, so when you give the invitation and never really saw him raise his hand, I called him, you know, after that service. And I said, "Hey, Dad, what did you think of the Easter service?" And my dad, not being a man of many words, said, "Is that right?" And that's when you go, "Wow, hey, man, thanks for the encouragement." No, but then, you know, he told me later, he said, in that same conversation, he said, but he said, "I raised my hand today." He said, I said yes to Jesus. And, you know, I just lost it over the phone, you know. So I think God protected me. I didn't see my dad, you know, come to Christ at that moment because I probably, you know, would have been hard to finish the service.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so he came to Christ, and it was a great privilege. And after that, to baptize him and to see him, his life change, really. But I think my dad always, he partied and did all that too, right? So I think I had that influence. But I always felt like he had my back, always wanted my best. And, you know, just having that in life, I think we all need somebody that you feel like they have your back, that they always wants the best for you. Because sometimes you don't always, you know what the best is. And although, again, not a man of, you know, many words, not a man of a lot of emotional content in the, especially, you know, when we were young, I think that he tried to communicate in a lot of different ways. You know, sometimes it's more shown than spoken in mm-hmm. your in some of our lives. But that's how it was for me and my dad.
You know, today people, as a result of the recession, there's that domino effect of financial instability that really takes people not just out of their game, but it takes them, it has such an overwhelming emotional impact on people. It affects the way they see themselves. It affects the way that they see, if they're married, it affects the way they see each other in the home.
Sure.
The stress is such that I think there are people today who are experiencing stress that they never knew they would experience. And a lot of that stress comes from humiliation and pride. They sometimes go hand in hand.
Well, yeah,
many times go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Maybe always go hand in hand. But the pride, seeing things not measure up. You know, a lot of times we have expectations, and as long as our own expectations are being met,
yeah,
and our expectations are being put in the right order, we feel like we're in control.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe more now than arguably ever, some might say in the history of the United States, people are feeling like, man, things are really out of control, and that leads to frustration, that leads mm-hmm. to bitterness, that can lead to rage. Wow. What happens when things, we become like that? We say things, we do things, we think things we would not have ever thought of before. Things really begin to fragment. some things begin to fall apart in such a way that you wonder, could I ever put it back together again? And I can't help but to think, Pastor Glenn, that today somebody listening is saying, hey, are you, how do you know that that's how I'm feeling right now? How do you know that that is exactly what's going on in my family life, in my financial life, in my career? You know, I thought I was up for a promotion and I got laid off.
Yeah.
And I got a mortgage to pay, or I've got rent to pay. What am I going to do? Tough times. Pastor Glenn, when we come back from our break, I'd like for you to share maybe how the Lord has helped you, how you have seen the hand of God help you through some really rough times, and give a word of hope from the Lord to someone today who is like hanging by a thread and thinking, does God have a word for me? Is there hope for me? When we come back from our break, we'll hear more. And one of the things about our show and my guests, you know, when I bring them in, they're very gracious, very generous. They talk about their own personal life. But they're not doing it to just talk about themselves. Well, they do it for a much greater reason, a deeper cause. Really, it's stemming from a heart of love, because they've experienced God's love and they want God's love to be known by you as you listen. So Pastor Glenn will speak out of love, God's love for you, when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
We all love to laugh, but of course, in the midst of laughter and joyfulness, there's always that undergirding reality of the seriousness of what goes on in life. And to be able to go there and to find hope in dire times, well, that's one of the great marvels of the Lord and having a relationship with Christ. Time and again, people have expressed and testified of the grace of God to help them through. Before our break, we're talking about tough times. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi. He's my featured guest today. He's the senior pastor, founder and senior pastor of New Hope Kapolei, a vibrant fellowship in the new burgeoning city of Kapolei here in Hawaii. And before our break, we're talking about, hey, the tough times that people go through. Pastor Glenn, what would you say to somebody who is hitting the skids right now in their life?
You know, the situations you describe, I mean, and there could be so many different other things, you know, that people go through. Although I might not have related in every single level, one of the things that I've seen is that when I've gone through the deepest and the darkest times and the most difficult seasons of my life, the only thing that really has pulled me through is my connection with Christ, my connection with Jesus. That is the single thing around which everything else hinged. And if I hadn't had that, to be honest, I'm not sure how I would have made it. And sometimes even when you have that, you're not sure how you're going to make it.
Sure.
But because you do have it, you know, God always opens the door. You know, in the last year, it's been a year of some great things, this is the last past year, but it was also a very difficult season. You know, we planted a church, you know, Pastor Andy guys, First Love, out in Pearl City. That was a great, you know, we're proud of them, excited to do it. And yet at the same time, you know, it does set out some financial instability, you know, as a church. Those of us who have planted churches know that the giving away of people, giving away of all that, you know, provides some financial challenges, as well as sometimes relational things. You know, you have people you love and you've been with for years and years and years, and some of those relationships, because, you know, there's just an investment in starting something new. You know, you feel that tussle. And kind of for me, in the middle of that, all that, we're praying, fasting, and we do that every year. We're doing that again in the next month. We're going to be doing a praying and fasting time. In the middle of this time, I was just drawing close to the Lord, hearing His voice. And my dad came down with cancer. He came down with pancreatic cancer last year. And, you know, when that happened, I was just in the middle of this, you know, awesome time seeking God's face, hearing His voice. And then I get this news. And you know, you can always interpret it one of two ways. You could say, God, you know, I'm serving You, I'm seeking You, and this is what I get. You could do it that way. Or you could say, God, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that in the midst of the difficulties that are happening, that I can always seek Your face, that I can always be connected. You see, when I went through that, it was a very difficult season, but it was because I had that connection with God, I never lost hope. If my dad lived and my dad was able to survive this thing, I know it was beyond the goodness of God. If he didn't, I know that God had already had mercy on him and that God had already made a way. And although we went through a difficult season as a family, because I had called out to God and just kept on depending on Jesus, God was able to bring support my way. You know, for many of us, that I think God wants to bring support to you, connections to you, but you need to draw close to Jesus. The Bible says that He is the source of life. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And you don't come to anybody else. You don't come to the Father except through Me. When I drew near to Jesus, I think it kept my heart permeable to the way that God wanted to bring support and encouragement through that season. And when you're in that way, whether it's financial or emotional or relational or physical things that people go through, I think that when you're connected to God, God is the God of miracles. And sometimes the miracles will be the dramatic. And we've seen people healed. We've seen people get delivered. We've seen God, you know, open tremendous doors. The God is the God of miracles. But sometimes the miracles happen even through difficulty.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes He draws you close. He draws you in. And during that season, you know, we got to love my dad to heaven. And, you know, at the end of that time, I just felt like it was a tremendous privilege to love him toward that end.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I would never have had that capacity if I hadn't had the kindness of God in my life. And that's the kind of kindness that God wants to give. That's beyond your circumstances. It's beyond what you can control. When I gave up control, I think that was one of the things. When I gave up control, I gave it to the Lord. That's when I could receive God's kindness.
Somebody right now, maybe on the verge of that, just saying, Lord, I've got nothing else but to give up, to give you control. Would you lead in a prayer for someone who is needing a boost, needing someone to pray for them?
Sure,
Pastor,
sure.
Please pray.
Father, right now we come before you as people with real needs and real difficulties. And Lord, that we just recognize right now that some of the things we've tried to control, people and circumstances and plans and health, all of these things we've tried to control, we realize right now it's out of our control. And rather than feeling powerless and helpless, Lord Jesus, we come and entrust all of these things to you. We recognize, God, that you are above and beyond each of these things. And that, Lord, we want to invite you right now into the midst of our time. Mm-hmm. We want to invite you into the midst of these circumstances and proclaim, Lord Jesus, that not only do you know them, not only do you care, but that you are able to help your people in time of need.
Yes.
Father, those who are surrendering right now, just giving you that control, inviting you, Lord, they need a bridge. They need a bridge from today to a hope of an eternal hope. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are that bridge. But there's also going to be some people connections you're going to meet for some of these folks. There's going to be some circumstances connections that's going to happen. Lord, would you open the doors that what your people and people need right now in this time of difficulty, would you bring them to that stage? Lord, thank you that you are the God of miracles. Yes. Would you bring it to your people in Jesus' name? Amen. Amen.
Pastor Glenn, thank you. Thank you for that very timely and powerful prayer. As people appropriate, they trust in God and respond by faith, we can know that God is going to be moving in a marvelous way in them in the midst of the trial. Thank you for that word of hope.
No problem. Thanks, Danny, for having me. Thanks for being a great part of my life, too.
I appreciate you. In the next few days, you're going to hear more stories from people like Pastor Glenn. Invite someone to listen in. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone right near you. To find out more about this show, to download this and others, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. We've got some other resources there for you as well. Here's the scripture for today. Psalm 33 verse 1 says, "Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous ones. Praise is becoming to the upright." Praise Him. Sing right now. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it with me.